What's up, AfterBuzzers? You are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. Tonight, we're going to be chatting about the second round of semifinals. We're going to be talking about dancers, dogs, and of course, singers. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. We are being graced by some Moana right now, because that is what Celine Tam sang for us tonight. We will get into her and all of the goodness just in a couple minutes. I am your host. My name is Danny, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Fellow friends, where can they find you across the interweb?
Oh, sorry. My name's Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr. I'm sorry. I've never seen this movie.
Oh, so, you haven't?
No,
this is Moana.
Me neither, but you have. Yeah, you've
heard,
like, the song.
I was engaging of the song.
You've never seen Moana.
You must.
No.
It's an important timepiece.
I'm not a big Disney person like it I was when I was 12.
This movie's amazing.
Yes. This movie is amazing.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if our engineer says it's amazing, maybe I should watch it.
Yes.
Feminism, you know. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, I wouldn't say it's up there with, like, Inside Out and Pixar stuff, but for Disney, it's top.
It's up there with Frozen.
Yeah,
well,
oh, it's
right? Totally. Disney always kills it with movies, so.
True.
It's like the opposite of Frozen. It's not
quite
Frozen.
It's quite warm. They're in bed. Everyone else, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
We can make this a Disney after show, but we won't.
There already is one of those, I think.
Yeah. We're on track. We're on track for AGT tonight, and you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin.
Okay, so while we are listening to this, let's talk about Celine. Celine Tam, she is 9 years old. She sang this song. In my opinion, which I know is going to be divided, she sounded like a kid to me. I prefer when the kid singers, I know she is a kid, but I like when the kid singers, like, sound really powerful and don't necessarily sound like a 9-year old and, like, sound like their voice is more mature and trained than just someone who's 9. And I think for me, I kind of fell flat on this one, whereas in past performances, I felt more connected with her. Right. I love this song. And usually when I love a song, I, like, am obsessed with the performance. And I loved the song, but think that I've heard it done much better by both, I'm going to mess up her name, Auli, the girl who does it, on Moana, and then Alessia Cara. Like, I just don't think that this was that good of a version. I feel like it was just like a middle school play talent show kind of thing.
Do you think it's because it is a Disney song and she's a kid and it just
not really.
It is a demographic.
I don't know if it really was because of, I love that song and I think so many Disney songs become such pop hits as that one did. And to be honest, the first time I heard it was on the radio, not in the actual movie. So for me, it wasn't necessarily that. I think the song choice was great because I do love that song. I just think it, like, wasn't the strongest one for her. For some reason, it kind of fell a little bit flat for me.
Yeah, and I didn't like the background of it, because at first I was watching it and I was just like, all right, whatever. And all of a sudden, it felt like I thought she was singing a Frozen song, so I'm like tripping. I was tripping. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait,
so,
have you seen Frozen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like,
at least we have that song.
Yeah, I've seen Frozen, unfortunately. But the thing is, I really thought she was singing. I thought the background was so, like, frozen, tie, very cold, snow, winter. You would think they would put, like, the beach or something in the background.
Yeah, that's fair. I think for me this week it was, like, it was Angelica versus Celine and who was going to bring
it. It's always been like
that. It always has, but I was glad that they put them on the same week so we wouldn't have both of them in the finals. And so I kind of was just like, okay, Celine set this bar. Let's see where Angelica can take it.
I totally thought this was a good fit for her and her best performance yet. I mean, I feel like all of the other songs that she has chosen, you just hear that theatrical Disney sound in her voice, and it just did not fit. And this was her song.
Didn't Mel B said this was a musical type of feel?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but she could totally go that way as well with her career. I agree with Tori. I think this song was a really good fit for her because I feel like because it is such a competition between the two of them, they're both trying to outdo each other. I mean, they know each other's on the same show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're both trying to pick Alicia Keys, Adele, all of these very strong, you know, vocals that are in these songs. But I don't know. I kind of thought it was really refreshing. I thought it was really age appropriate. I know that the whole point is to show off their vocals and, you know, see how far they'll go. But I think it really worked well in this case for her. And I thought she literally hit every note perfectly.
She did.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, after she sang her song, I was like, you know what? If she won, I would not be mad.
I would be mad.
If she won.
If she won, I wouldn't be mad.
I'd still be mad.
Because I really like... I really like...
I'd be mad.
Sit down, Tori.
Be humble. Be humble. Okay. I don't think this was her best song ever. I just thought it was a really good change from let me try and show you that I can sing like a 30-year-old woman.
That's
so
fair.
I think it was nice to come back to her roots. I also think it was really nice to see something that she could actually go on to do. I mean, this girl's not going to get her own Vegas show.
Yeah, speaking of that, we have Brent in the live chat. He's saying Celine is headed for Disney, which I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree. I give her that. Absolutely. I know, well, you know, I, yeah. But, I think...
That's exactly how I feel. You know, yeah. That's about
it. I mean, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious. She could do Disney. That's pretty much...
Well, Disney on Ice.
Disney on Ice. Yeah, I was like, ice
skating. Disney parades.
Disney
name
radio.
It.
Disney crows.
Sure.
Disney crows. She just screams Disney.
Yeah.
Just like those other two.
Celine, we found you a job.
Agree.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Celine. Okay, so next up, let's talk about Christian Guardino, another singer, 17-year-old. He sang What's Going On, which I thought I was going to hear, like, hey, yeah, yeah. You know that song, What's Going On? I was wrong, What's Going On. I was very looking forward to that song.
What's going on?
Yeah,
what's
going on? This was different. But
maybe I can't understand
it
because
they're both. It's an old school song, right?
What's going on? Oh, my God, I'm such a mess.
It's an old school song, right?
Yeah. This is for everyone. Anyway, moving on. He was great. I didn't like this song choice.
Yeah.
But I could tell that his voice is, like, so good. He has a really, really good tone. And, like, I love the sound of his voice. It's, like, very...
Soft tone,
like somewhere between like Frank Sinatra and Sam Smith. I know that's like really weird, but it's kind of got old school and new school, but like
old school
smooth,
vibes.
Like smooth. And he's got an awesome story. I really did like his sound. I wish he would have picked a better song because I don't think at this point in the competition you could pick something that people don't know all the words to.
But you know what? I feel bad saying this. He has amazing talent. I love his sound. He just doesn't really stand out to me.
Thank you.
And every single time I come on, I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy again.
Right. I honestly forget about him.
Yeah.
And I think he's still trying to find his it factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy he made it to the semifinals. I didn't really see him going much further than this anyway, so.
But we're proud of him.
We are so proud of him.
Very going
proud.
This far.
Yeah, and I think the reason why some of us forget about him is because, I don't want to be mean, but here we go.
But I'm gonna be me. I don't want to
sound like the heel Simon, but there are throwing Angelique and Celine down our throats.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Yeah,
I'd like them to shove some Darcy down my throat because I love her. The ventriloquist from last week.
For reals, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on from him, he was great, but nothing to write home about. Speaking of writing home, let's talk about the army.
Ooh,
in the stairwell.
Good segue.
In the stairwell, I was like distracted by Men in Uniform. I was like swooning, so I couldn't. Men in Uniform singing Ed Sheeran, I was like, well, you got me sold. Like, I didn't even care if they sounded good or not. I was like, they are cute, and they have like this cute choreography. They're in this line, and they did get to meet the Pitch Perfect cast backstage, which I thought was so cool because I was literally thinking when I was watching this, like, I'm surprised that Pitch Perfect didn't use them as, like, one of the competitors in the competition. Yeah. Like, the Navy school like, comes up because they come and compete against all the different colleges. Like, they should for sure be in the next movie. But I really liked the song choice. Castle on the Hill is one of my favorites right now. And so I thought it was very timely and relevant for them to choose that song. I also think that they're just adorable and, like, Army pulls votes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love them. I know they have a lot of fans that tend to be female.
Hey.
I'm sure they have male fans as well. Hey. But I don't know. They're just so endearing and cute and fun. And, okay, I'm going to be honest. This is what I think happened when that group developed. I think one guy was really great at singing and his... I'm so sorry. I'm going to butcher this. But I don't know. Army platoon? I don't know, like, what they...
I think they were Navy. Are they Navy?
Sorry.
Yeah, they said Air Force.
Air Force. Okay, I think one guy was amazing at singing. He was like, you guys, I have this idea. And so that's why he heads it. And then everyone else kind of joined in because...
They harmonize.
They harmonize, but... It's like... They're sing... when they have their solos, they're not amazing.
Yeah.
I still love them, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, they're not the best of singers on their own, besides for the one leader.
Right.
If they want to hang out, they can call us. Like, yeah. I'd be fine if my number was, like, put up.
On accident. Yeah.
It depends how old you are, if you're old enough.
Are they old? They're our age. Come on.
Are they?
Yes.
They're in the army. They're at least 18. It's legal.
I mean, they're in the Air Force.
Whatever.
I don't date anyone younger than me.
Anyway, well, America's got hotness, that's for sure.
America's got some hotties.
Yeah. If you guys need to add anything else about them, because we're like obviously started late.
Well, okay, wait. So Anissa, did you like them? Because I was bored.
Oh.
Do we not even want to hear it? Okay.
No, I do want to hear it.
No, we do.
I was just
literally just going to say it was boring. You guys have liked them since day one.
I have liked them since day one. They've really caught my attention.
I don't know why.
Maybe if they were ugly, they wouldn't catch my attention.
Maybe if they were wearing sweatpants or something.
No, they would still work. It would still work. Yeah. Yeah.
I went to go get food when they were performed. So sorry.
It's okay.
Anissa missed that part. Oh, we're also going to play another round of everyone's favorite game called Anissa Can Watch the Results Show. And we're going to just surprise her with the results live on air.
I'm hungry.
Get ready for her
midnight snack.
What'd you get? Anissa is literally the star of
the
show.
I went to Sprouts.
Oh, was it good? What'd you get?
I was not expecting that.
I went to I just grabbed some organic chicken and just wanted to make me something.
She likes it free range.
I do.
Oh, okay.
So
yes, I've been a free range person for about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I thought you were going to say Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, I get sick off of fast food.
6-piece nugget.
I literally had In-N-Out twice this weekend. So
oh my God. In-N-Out's the only fast food I can actually eat.
It's
but everything
it's
else.
Quality.
Are you from California?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Whoa. I don't like In-N-Out. But everybody loves In-N-Out.
Where are you from?
Texas. So Whataburger is so much better. Yeah, we do have In-N-Out, but I still
People
like
it. People
waited hours. Hey, In-N-Out, sponsor us. We love you.
Speaking of burgers,
let's talk about the dogs. Some nice animals for your Wednesday evening. The Pompeo family dogs are back. I was like, yay! They make me happy and fill my heart with happiness. Like, I was laughing when the dogs would mess up. I thought it was so funny. The dogs would just, not conga line correctly. And I thought it was so sweet. Oh, shame. I
felt really bad for them.
I did. But they did do some cool tricks. They did a climb the ladder. What my dog can't even... I think that I'm just, shocked by this because my dog literally can't even sit when I say sit. So the fact that these dogs are even attempting at a conga line is just mind-blowing. And I think it's fun to watch. It's family-oriented. We already have the Super Collies going through from last week. Did we need the Pompeo dogs as a comeback? I am their biggest fan, and my answer is still no.
Yeah. 1-800-ASPCA.
Oh, 1-800-COLL-PETA.
I think they're being abused, man.
I don't know. Who knows what it takes these dogs to do that?
I just felt really
I'm
bad
sure they
for
treat them.
Them
very well, but...
Yeah.
The kid is cute. She's
I'm sorry. There's one dog holding up the other dog with basically its butt in the other dog's face as a wheelbarrow. I feel terrible.
My dogs literally do that for fun.
They do not.
They do. They walk around with their butts in their face. All the time
they
sniff each other's butts.
One's a Great Dane and one's a Bulldog.
An English Mastiff. Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway, moving on from nobody liked the dogs...
No.
Guys, you didn't get a smile, crack a smile, be like, oh, the dogs are back.
No. Okay, I saw their story and I was like, oh, they're back.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Then they performed and I was just like,
weren't impressed.
That's a problem that I have about animals doing acts like this is because you never know what's going to happen. They're not.
Except for a hero.
How do I explain this? It's like, yeah, people are going to practice and practice and practice, but dogs are dogs. They're animals. They're going to do whatever they're going to want to do. And you can't control that.
Yeah, that's true. They were barking up a storm.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So I didn't watch. But, I didn't. I'm just over the whole animal act.
But is that America's Got Talent?
No.
That's America's Got Talent.
Okay, if they had
talent.
Dogs that had Got Talent, yeah, sure, why not?
It's America's
Go
Got
ahead.
Discipline enough to train their dogs like that. Oh, ha, ha. Yeah, that was funny. Whatever.
Sorry.
Anyways,
I'm just doing some quick research because there was. I just want to get the names correct. The Olate dogs did win America's Got Talent, and I think you guys should all go home and do some homework and go
I've
watch.
I've never heard of them.
Well, maybe you. They won America's Got Talent. They were in Las Vegas.
Were they better
the
than
the Olate dogs? They won the damn show.
Were they were better than Sarah and Hero?
they did very similar stuff to what the Pompeo dogs do. And I think that's probably why they brought them back. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, oh, this is sort of like that. Maybe we could do that. I agree. The dogs were chaotic. Thank you. Brent may as well be our fifth host on the show here. We love having Brent in the chat. They were not $1 million act. Agreed. Justice for the dogs, and hopefully they get... Who let the dogs out?
And justice for Billy and Emily. Damn it.
Which, they were on the Ellen show.
Yes, they were, and I was so excited. And
I used to watch that instead of the show.
Ellen makes dreams come true. She does. She makes everybody... She gave out 55-inch TVs just because.
You get a TV, and you get a TV.
So, Billy and Emily, you're going to go strong.
Moving on to Merrick Hanna, the 11-year-old dancer.
He's so adorable.
He's very cute. He did some, like, flying this week. I think for me, this week was more about the flying in the background than the actual dancing, and I really do like his dancing. Yeah. I think that kind of took away from it a little bit. What I did notice that this was the first week that Simon didn't give him a standing ovation.
You are so right.
And I was a little, you know, what happened? Did he not, like, fulfill the nephew duties? Like, what? Was he not a good nephew? Did he, like, not, you know...
Did not fulfill Simon's dreams.
His dreams, yeah. Like, I don't know. Simon was, like, his number one fan. And then all of a sudden, Simon was, like... sassy slow clap. Like, and everyone else was standing.
It's a red herring.
What's that?
As in, like, he's trying to trick everyone kind of thing.
Do you watch... Do you watch...
Our engineer just said it's a red... herring, and for those of you who don't know what that is, it's when you try and trick someone.
Like me, because I'm smart.
Well, I will say that he didn't dance as much, and I agree with what you said about the background and, like, the whole flying, which I thought was really cool, but I also thought that he was trying to kind of...
Sorry. Are you okay? Did I miss
something? Oh, the camera was on them.
They were looking at you.
What did you just do? Well, I always miss these things.
Got a case of the giggles. Moving on.
I do have to say about this act. I wish you had some behind the scenes stuff. Okay.
BTS.
Yeah. Sure. Whatchamacallit? I can't lost my train of thought.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I think he's real creepy.
Oh.
He's, like, really famous on Instagram. Was that on the other camera? Okay.
Don't worry about it. Okay, cool. But that was hilarious.
No, I do.
What did you do?
Okay, fine. I was sniffing my armpits.
Oh,
I just didn't know if I smelled fine. I'm so sorry to all the viewers for my unprofessionalism.
I'm gonna say Austin Zink's a 10. Panel. So I think he thinks you're a 10.
Thank you, Austin.
He thinks you're a 10.
You're going to the live show with that performance.
Oh, my God.
So back to Maverick. I think...
I'm a lady.
This was very awesome for him because we get to see a different side. I'm glad that he did something really different, and I think that's what Simon really wanted him to do, is something different. And obviously, Simon wasn't impressed, which I don't know why. If you see a flying kid, that's awesome.
Tori is not okay. She's unwell. We have to move on to
something.
I'm going to move on to something really serious so everyone can stop laughing. We're going to talk about something sad.
What happened?
I am in no place to talk about a deaf singer right now. Okay, Mandy Harvey. She was amazing, and she signed language, which was so cool.
Yeah, I
love
that.
I thought it was awesome. She did an original song, which she's always done original songs.
She did it last time.
Yeah. She did it last time. I think she did it with her Golden Buzzer as well. She did sign language, which I thought was awesome because she is deaf, and so the deaf community was able to appreciate her song, because I feel like I actually thought about that when she was singing. I was like, a lot of the people who identify with her can't actually hear her.
Right.
And so I thought it was really special that she did that. And I'm not crazy about original music, but on this kind of show, but she did a good job. I liked her song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked it too. I love that she signed.
I thought that was really special. Yeah. And she even signed in the, Facebook Live, she was, like, signing thank you, and I don't know what I'm doing, but...
With today's music these days, you get a lot of people, you're noticing a lot of people that know sign language, they're always at, like, music music festivals, mm-hmm. doing the sign language stuff. So this is, or like if you're doing a red carpet event, you see somebody in doing the sign language. So knowing that she's able to sing and doing that, that's really cool. Yeah, she is deaf, but also I feel like this is very powerful and moving when you're able to sing and do sign language at the same time.
Yeah. But can you just imagine, because she taught herself completely how to feel the vibrations over and over again. So the fact that she has the concentration to kind of feel the vibrations and pay attention to that while she's signing, I mean, I don't even have enough attention span for a 9-hour work day, so yeah. I don't know how.
By the way, Savage Boy 22, we're going to get to who's left in the show in just a few minutes. We're going to get there. We're not there yet. No spoilers, because Nisa doesn't know, and we're going to get it to everyone.
Yo, my live reactions.
You guys will get the live reactions with Anissa. Any final thoughts on Mandy?
I know, she was good. I don't think she's the winner, so I think by this point my mind was just like, you're great. She'll be successful, but...
Yeah, I think she will be successful. I think Simon likes her enough, because she was his golden buzzer, that I think that he'll look out for her in the industry.
Of course he will, because he doesn't want to...
I think he will.
Simon's her fairy godfather.
Fairy godfather, yeah, exactly. Next up was Diavolo, and they are, in my opinion, a polished... Vegas show. I don't know what the hell they're doing here. Like, they're so good. They have Ariel, they have, you know, giant moving sets. They can dance.
Like bouncing off of like other things like while they're moving.
It's like Cirque du Soleil. It's honestly like a full Vegas show, and I honestly feel like they're underrated this season and like aren't getting the right amount of votes for some reason.
But do you feel like it's too much like Cirque du Soleil?
You think it's maybe like
I mean, like, I literally wrote in my notes that I liked that they had so much going on. I don't think people are really taking into consideration like how good they are. Like, even if you just like focus on like one dancer, they're really, really good.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like,
and they tell a story, which is cool.
The light,
light balance.
Yeah, light balance. Okay. Yeah, there are, you know, dance groups, but I've never seen anything like that. Diavolo is kind of like, it's like Cirque du Soleil. You could easily compare the two. So it's like, what is the difference and what's the edge? Yeah, the sets are great, but it's essentially the same thing.
But being able to know how to do that within a week.
Right.
When I forgot which one, one of the judges said, I think it was Tyra, somebody, but they said that it takes months or weeks for somebody to be able to do this choreograph something so amazing like this, but it only took them a week to do that.
And there's so many of them. You know, like, how many are in light balance? Like, five?
No,
there's a lot.
But I just wonder, I'm just curious how many hours they do this in a day. How long that doesn't make any sense. But how long have they do this within every single day? How many hours are they doing it? Do they have time to go sleep or anything?
Do they build their own sets?
I wonder, like, do they build their own sets? Do you get paid for this? Like, this is something that I feel you could see something at, like, Treasure Island.
Yeah, it is very, very cool.
You know?
It's awesome. And I think that they deserve to go to the finals, but we'll see. Next up was Colin Cloud. He was the mind reader who predicted the tweets. And he had this, like, really cool video of him undercover showing the tweets to the judges. It did remind me of a little, I hate to bring him up again, but Tom London in the video that he had.
I think that's where he got the idea
it's
from.
It's literally a really similar trick.
That's what I thought.
Because Tom London did something similar with, like, putting himself in different countries.
Okay, yes, but how the hell did he go from each country to each country? Okay, the fact that...
Girl, it's got a green screen.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because if Homeboy had that much money, then he would have taken Danny out and taken him all these fine places.
Hey, Tom.
Okay, well, no. He would have DM'd her by now.
I didn't get a response.
Okay, but the fact that...
Hashtag scene.
The fact that Colin made those videos almost made it seem forced and not genuine, and like the judges were in on it. Honestly, the judges could have been on it the entire time.
It looked like they were in on it, and they really, I don't think, were, but I think they said, we're gonna be shooting you for something AGT. They just didn't tell them what.
Yeah.
But like, it still looked like Howie was acting like, oh, y'all get the thing with the cheese.
Howie is the worst actor in the entire world.
And he's like the stunned face.
I'm sorry. It's like, Did you rehearse that in your dressing room before?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and I was, yeah, that really kind of strange, because how are you going to know where he's going for lunch? And the perfect camera angles, yeah, and everything. Yeah.
Well, they, I will say, though, that for AGT and stuff, they are kind of, like, always shooting. And so they probably just, like, thought that they were shooting, like, a promo or something. They just didn't know.
But I feel like, at the same time, it's almost like he tried to give it away. And I think that just goes to show, like, what is it? Subliminal it, yeah. advertising it, or something? Yeah. Like,
people don't see it.
Right.
But it's like, it if you don't believe me, well, here's this.
Yeah.
Well, if you also don't believe that, then here are these videos. And it's yeah. just like, I still don't believe those videos, because you easily could have just planned this out.
It's called yeah. editing. Come on, we're in 2017. It's say 1920.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we were talking about Colin using a green screen. We were talking about maybe Tom. But, regardless, I think what Colin did was really cool. And I actually got chills at the end when they flipped the numbers over and it said the three words.
Yeah,
Ellen,
that was...
The Ellen cheese room. Yeah, that was cool. Because that was like, cool. Because those are the actual odds.
Yeah. But you know what is funny is I was actually looking when he revealed the number. I was like,
the numbers were weird.
I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, why is it? Same. And also, it was like, why didn't they just put it in one number? It was, yeah, like, it was like weirdly like.
Yeah, I agree. But I didn't really think about it, and I think that was probably on purpose. Whatever. It was better than last week when I saw the coins come out from underneath the dollar bill. Did you guys? If anybody went back and watched that,
Wait, which act?
There was a magician. And he had this, like, dollar bill, and he did this whole trick, and it was cool, but, like, when he put the dollar bill down, you could clearly see him push a button on the side of the thing, and you could see the coins pop up from underneath it, and then he shifts the dollar bill to cover it, and then at the end, he's like, look, the coins are underneath it, and I was like, saw that. Anyway, we don't have a ton of time, so we have to move on from Colin to Kenchi, the singer. She is the burn victim. She sang Don't Worry About Me. She really is so talented, and again, I connect to her story in a deep way. I this maybe wasn't the strongest song choice again for me. I, like, love her voice and just want her to sing something I know, maybe just selfishly. Like, I want to be emotionally connected to the song, and I don't know these songs, and that's probably on me, but she was great, and I see her going through.
You know? So do I. Totally. I hope she goes far for in this competition, because that is somebody that I think, not because of her backstory, but just... Ignore the, her backstory. Just the way she has good talent.
Yeah, I agree.
In singing ways.
Yeah, I cried again.
And there is something about someone who can spread positivity through their voice. I agree, Brent. He is not as good as the clairvoyants. Sorry to backtrack to Colin. The clairvoyants are amazing. They were on last week's result show. They were the second place runner-up last year to Grace. I think that if they were on this season, they would have won, but it was because they were against Grace that they didn't. Anyway, back to Kenchi. I think she's great, and I think her story is lovely and touching, and there's something really special about someone being able to connect with you positively through music. There are a lot of people who have had, you know, disabilities or, you know, setbacks like her that she really can touch. So
I know I have a disability and I can't really give anybody any special touches, so
it's nice to be able to share. So maybe she can connect with someone.
Exactly. Like, it's nice to know.
And then we just kind of spoke about them, but Light Balance, the dance group, time and time again, they are so cool. I'm mesmerized by it. But I will say it is getting a little bit repetitive for me, just a baby bit. I still love them and think they could win and have an amazing show in Vegas. But I didn't think it was that different from the last time when we saw them.
And it was slow. Like, it started off very slow. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I guess when he got on that little, like, it wasn't like a skateboard, but like a...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He was moving. Then it picked up.
No, what bothered me about this is that I know it's so little, but they had the wheels spinning, and one wheel was spinning faster than the other, and that really bothered me. But overall, I like this group. I would like to see them in Vegas, even if they don't win this competition. I'd like to see them at least on tour.
Yeah, I could see it. And last but certainly not least, Angelica Hale. She is 10 years old, so she's got a year on Celine. Very, very old.
Much more experience.
Yeah, she's sang Without You, which is like a pop song. And I was actually really surprised to hear her sing such a like poppy radio song. I thought she was really good. I don't think this was necessarily her strongest performance, but I still think that you were able to, like, hear the control in her voice, and some of those high notes she hit at the end were just spectacular. And,
okay,
like,
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, her range. Her range really is impressive.
Okay,
but
is that because she's 10 years old?
I don't know. It's possible because, like, her voice hasn't matured. But regardless, I think she is extremely talented and does have a lot of control for someone her age. And yeah, I don't know. I think that of the two, I felt more connected to her than Celine tonight if I had to put those two against each other, which I think they did on purpose. So
yeah, right. I don't know. I thought it was, I love me a good R&B or pop cover turned slow. But I just thought it was a really bizarre song to turn into a cover because she really was only able to do the chorus.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you obviously can't, I mean, you could try and turn the rap into a slow.
I like wish she would have, I wish she would have covered like Jennifer Hudson or Beyonce or like something that like if she wanted to go the R&B like female, like she could have like taken on like a really powerful strong like R&B female kind of voice.
Yeah.
She's saying Without You by Usher.
Yeah.
Is that Usher or Jason Derulo?
I think it's
it could be Usher.
I get it. Without You, that would make sense.
Usher, it's Usher. David Guetta featuring Usher.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like it's like a techno-y pop radio song.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think with her I feel like she, at the end with the high notes, she was trying to prove that she was a better singer than Celine.
Celine.
So when I hear Celine, I just think of the Mr. cat G. from Summer High Tie. So if
it's a dog.
It looks like a cat though. Because any dog that's under 10 pounds is a cat.
Pretty much. My dog's
under 10. But yeah, no, that's it's how I feel that she thinks that. I feel like she was just trying to overpower Celine with those high notes.
Yeah, I agree. So. Moving on to our favorite segment called Let's Get the Results. Okay, so based on actually Wayne just spilled some tea. I have to give him some credit. Wayne in the live chat said that Colin, you could actually see him fudge a little bit in his trick and they edited it on YouTube. And that maybe is a little bit similar to what happened last week with the dollar bill and the coin showing whatever. So I will give you the first result is Colin Cloud is not going, and I actually was surprised at first that he wasn't, but now maybe I'm not because, you know, I'm getting some insight from my friend Wayne Good.
Ooh, Wayne and with the dirt.
So I can give you who went through from tonight. Diavolo, the dance group. Kenchi, the singer. Light Balance.
Whoop, whoop.
Angelica, not Celine.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Did she cry? Someone cry?
Oh my God, you're terrible.
She wants to see crying children.
But did she cry?
No, did she?
I don't know if we saw that, to be honest. I don't know if we saw the kids crying, but like, I mean, you had to know there were going
to
be crying children. So our final.
I just had to be entertained.
So for everyone who was asking, Savage Boy 22, I'm just going to read through our top 10 that are our finalists for next week, okay? So
wait, the dog people didn't go through?
No. Obviously not.
Thank God.
So the ones I told you just went through.
Okay.
Kenchi, I believe Kenchi, Colin were like, Kenchi, Colin, and one other one were in the save. And then the judges saved Kenchi. I think it was Diavolo. Maybe they saved Diavolo.
Okay.
I think Diavolo, like, doesn't pull votes. And we talked about this, but, like, maybe they should. So our final 10, and then we can go through our prediction for who's going to be the winner. Because at this point, that's all we've got left. okay, so Darcy Lynn Farmer, just going to say right now, she's my personal favorite, the ventriloquist kid, 12-year-old. This is a really funny website I'm reading right now where they give you the odds of them winning. It's quite silly. Angelica Hale, she has the best odds of winning right now, according to this random idiot. But she is a singer, 10-year-old, we know. Mandy Harvey, the 29-year-old singer, she's deaf, she's a songwriter, ukuleleist. Chase, the original singer, I think he's a little gingy, guitarist. He got the golden buzzer from DJ Khaled way back in the day. Preacher Lawson, stand-up comedian. Odds aren't great for him to win. Peter. This person is saying 66-1. That's okay. Light Balance, Light Up Dance Group, Tyra Banks' golden buzzer. Excited to see them. Sarah and Hero, wow, they have horrible odds to win, according to this person. 22-year-old girl, 5-year-old dogs. She didn't get a golden buzzer, but she's still standing strong. Diavolo, acrobatic dance group, we saw them tonight. Evie Claire, the singer, the one, actually, now that I'm here and thinking about Evie, I wanted to give a shout-out to her. I tweeted about it this week, but last week, the day after she made it through to the finals, her dad actually passed away. The one that she was singing for, and yeah, so it's very, very sad. I hope that she's able to perform next week. I'm not sure emotionally, if that's like going to be just too heavy for her. I don't know. I was definitely thinking about her this whole week. Sent a tweet out, I believe AfterBuzz tweeted as well. Very sad, thinking of her and her family, because that must be really hard. But I know that her dad would want her to finish it, so I really hope she does. And I'm glad for her that she's a finalist. Like, in darkness, there always is a silver lining. And so I'm hoping that she can connect through music. I'm sure her performance next week is going to be challenging for everyone to watch and for her to do.
I hope she sings a very powerful song.
Yeah.
Especially with that. It's never, it's always...
I think there's something is really special about the fact that her dad up through this point really did get to see her go, and he saw her go all the way to the finals of the show, and like, it's something that she'll have forever, their experience together. And then last but not least, Kenchi, the singer, and she's going through again.
What are her odds?
I'm not telling you because they're not nice. This person, I'm telling you, this person is not the smartest writer. Anyway. So those are our finalists, our final 10. Who out of those would you say is your winner?
Between Darcy or Lights.
Darcy or Light Balance? What about you,
Tori? I'm going to go with Diavolo.
Diavolo?
Yes.
Cool.
This is like an afterthought. I really think if Diavolo changed their name, I would like them better.
No, I actually
really dislike their name.
They remind me of somewhere between, for those who watch season 9, Acro Army and Cirque du Soleil. Like, they actually are very cool and they tell a story, but like, I can't even pronounce Diavolo. I don't know. What is it? Is it a word that means something else?
Maybe some hashtag branding tips. Not that I know anything.
Oh,
about
there's
that.
Some shade being thrown in our live chat right
now. Oh, no.
Austin, I have identified with you because he's saying Preacher for the win. Preacher Lawson is freaking hilarious, but not everyone agrees.
I know. I love Preacher, so Austin, he's hilarious. I agree with you, but I don't know if he's
who do you think is going to win?
I mean, I would
you
love
guys in the live
Preacher.
Chat, feel free to throw your thoughts in as well. As you already are, but continue.
My
to.
Realistic guess is Lights.
Electric. Light Balance?
Yeah.
Electric.
Maybe they should change their name, too. Okay, mine is either Angelica or Darcy is who I think is going to win. Just I think Darcy should win because Darcy does something different. She is a singer, a comedian, and a ventriloquist. If you guys didn't watch last week's performance, you really absolutely must. She is so funny and so smart, and her characters just keep coming out. Like, Terry Fader won the show as a ventriloquist a long time ago, and he did a little bit of singing, but, like, mostly just did different characters. That was season 2, though, and, like, she is something so unique and different, and we talked about this last week, but, like, what 12-year-olds are ventriloquists? Most kids are, like, taking selfies on their phone. Like, the fact that she is a freaking badass ventriloquist at 12 years old, like, what an inspiration. She needs to be on, like, Amy Poehler Smart Girls. You know what I mean?
She needs to be on Ellen. I feel like that's
She needs to be on SNL.
Yeah, she's so cool and, like, such a unique kind of, I don't know, but Nicholas Bishop agrees with me that it should be Darcy. But yeah, that's kind of my thought on the matter. I will definitely tune in to vote for her. And everyone else should as well. Next week is the finale. We're going to be airing on Tuesday next week after the finale just for some scheduling conflicts. I apologize if that doesn't work with everyone's schedule in the live chat. But please try to tune in. We will be here Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. It will be our last one for this season. But as always, we will be back next season. Where can they find you if they want to continue chatting about these acts this week?
You can find me on Twitter at Anissa Barr.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin. Thanks so much for watching, guys.
Yeah, you guys can find me everywhere at Danny Golub. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.